Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. On the margins of a significant international meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently held separate bilateral meetings with two key foreign ministers, showcasing India's issue-based coalition's doctrine in action. First, what makes this significant is that these meetings took place on the sidelines of the 11th Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, where Prime Minister Modi met with Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Japan's Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi at 7, Lok Kalyan Marg. It is worth noting that US Secretary of State Marco Rubio had already called on PM Modi on 24 May 2026 during his four-day India visit. The bilaterals showcased India's issue-based coalition's doctrine, which is about extracting concrete deliverables from multilateral platforms. The Quad's strength is increasingly the sum of the bilateral relationships that anchor it. With the Trump 2.0 administration introducing turbulence in the US-India track, Delhi has actively deepened the non-US Quad anchors, Japan and Australia, as hedges. 26th May bilaterals embedded this hedging strategy in formal diplomacy. Now, let us look at the India-Japan bilateral meeting. PM Modi's meeting with FM Motegi reviewed the breadth of the special strategic and global partnership and identified next-phase deliverables in defense, semiconductors, and infrastructure. What makes this meeting significant is that it covered a range of topics, including expediting the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail, or MESR, commissioning and identifying next bullet train corridors, such as Delhi-Varanasi and Delhi-Amritsar, which are in advanced study. Japanese investment in India's semiconductor mission, including assembly, testing, marking, and packaging, or ATMP, units, was also discussed. Defense industrial cooperation, including the proposed Unicorn, or Unified Complex Radio Antenna, mass transfer for Indian naval platforms, was another key point. Additionally, coordination on Indo-Pacific maritime surveillance under the new IPMSC was also on the agenda. Moving on to the India-Australia bilateral meeting, PM Modi's meeting with FM Wong centered on accelerating the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, or CECA, and deepening the critical minerals partnership. The discussion points included pushing CECA to closure in 2026, building on the ECTA gains. Operationalizing critical mineral offtake agreements, such as lithium, cobalt, and nickel, under the new Quad Critical Minerals Framework was also discussed. Expanding the AusIndex and AustraHind exercises to incorporate IPMSC interoperability was another key point. Cooperation on the Pacific Islands Undersea Cables Initiative, where Australia is a lead Quad partner, was also on the agenda. Now, let us turn to the trilateral linkages. India's bilateral ties with Japan and Australia are reinforced by overlapping trilaterals. India's Indo-Pacific doctrine, which is the central organizing vision, is operationalized through its bilateral diplomacy with Japan and Australia. The Sagar Doctrine, articulated in 2015, and its expanded successor, Mahasagar, are key components of this vision. The Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, or IPOI, launched at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok in 2019, is another important aspect of India's bilateral diplomacy. Multi-alignment in practice means that India simultaneously deepens Quad ties while engaging with the SCO and BRICS, preserving strategic autonomy. But why does this matter? India's diplomatic doctrine increasingly favors issue-based coalitions, extracting concrete bilateral deliverables from multilateral platforms. The logic is that the Quad provides public commitment, signaling deterrence and norms, while bilaterals provide concrete deals such as project financing, trade pacts, and defense transfers. Japan and Australia function as non-US Quad anchors, insulating India from US policy volatility under Trump 2.0, including tariffs, Pakistan tilt, and episodic transactional shifts. Hedging is structural, not contingent, and is embedded in long-cycle agreements like MESER and SICA. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership was elevated in September 2014 through the Modi Abe Tokyo Declaration. The India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership was elevated on 4 June 2020 through the Modi-Morrison Virtual Summit. The India-Australia ECTA was signed on 2 April 2022 and came into force on 29 December 2022. The India-Australia SICA is currently under negotiation, which began in 2024. India-Japan bilateral trade is approximately $21 billion as of FY25. India-Australia bilateral trade is approximately $31 billion as of FY25. The Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train, or MESER, is a Japan-financed project via JICA with a cost of 1.08 lakh crore rupees using Shinkansen technology. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which covers bilateral, regional, and global groupings and agreements involving India and/or affecting India's interests. The effect of policies and politics of developed and developing countries on India's interests is also a key aspect of this topic. India's relations with developed and emerging powers, such as Japan and Australia, are crucial to understanding India's strategic position in the world. The way forward includes institutionalizing an India-Japan-Australia FM2+2 platform, formalizing the existing trilateral, and operationalizing SICA in 2026 with a targeted signing window, building on ECTA's December 2022 implementation. Scaling Shinkansen technology beyond MESER to corridors like Delhi-Varanasi and Delhi-Amritsar is also a key aspect. Critical minerals joint ventures with Australia, such as lithium offtake under the Quad Critical Minerals Framework, with Kabil as the Indian SPV, are also important. Defense interoperability, including folding OSINDEX and Malabar exercises into the IPMSC framework, is crucial for India's strategic interests. In conclusion, India's bilateral diplomacy with Japan and Australia is a key aspect of its Indo-Pacific doctrine, and understanding these relationships is crucial for India's strategic position in the world.